GoBerkey.com today.
It's the start of another week here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders, too. Big shout out to Rick and the boys listening in the UK, Jack Down Under, one of our favorite pals, and Mary and the crew in Chile. Yeah, do you believe it? Global. So America Tonight is all about the water cooler buzz on the overnight highway, and you're always invited to the party to throw in your 2 cents. And a lot of you have done that. The mailbox once again is overflowing. So coming up this hour, we're going to check the mail, because we can check the mail every single day here on America Tonight, because it doesn't cost us anything. Unlike the United States Post Office, where they're wrestling with an outrageous amount of run on red ink that is sending some of the postal workers in directions where they're looking for new jobs, because there seriously could be a terrible bloodletting there. And they're talking about Saturday, no mail, no dice. The president threw in his 2 cents on that, by the way, and said he thinks it's a good idea not to do mail on Saturday, because you could save millions and millions of dollars that are so critical to the Postal Service surviving. See, what happened is the internet. Remember that old song, Video Killed the Radio Star? Well, that didn't really happen because we all just added video. And plus, people still want to listen to the radio. Well, the internet killed the Postal Service and other ways of delivering mail faster and more convenient hours, all that kind of stuff. And I think they got wise to it, and they did the one-size-fits-all deal that you see them pumping out on the commercials, where, and they're pretty cleverly done, where, okay, if it fits, it ships, and it's just one flat fee. And that can be great for some people in business and whatnot, but it's a little bit too late, and that's the problem. Speaking of too late, Netflix CEO, who made $1 trillion, made a $1 trillion mistake, perhaps. All right, maybe not a trillion, but made a $1 million mistake, and the stock is tanking. And wait till I read you his apology letter. That's coming up. I know you're just waiting. That's coming up at the tail end of the hour, because it's so insincere and so ridiculous. I mean, they have just killed that company, in my opinion. And once again, I get it, streaming, who's going to want DVDs, it's going to be obsolete. Okay, you know, because you could go through the evolution of where we are, and everything moves so fast. It's like when I was on the plane the other night, everybody had iPads. I mean, the whole place. It was a packed flight, every seat taken, there was probably 60 people, I'm not kidding you, with iPads, at least. And everybody, I mean, it's old school now to have an iPod, isn't it? Because everybody's listening to tunes, you know, on their Androids or on their iPhones or other devices. I guess some people still have them. I still have one. I don't use it as much, though. So the president, wonder what he's listening to in his iPod lately. Probably some kind of music to pump him up, maybe the theme from Rocky or whatever, because he is getting pummeled. He's getting pummeled certainly on the right, but he's getting pummeled on the left, too. A lot of liberals are sick of what the offerings are coming out of the White House. They're getting the scraps, they think, and some recent polls are showing that. And what's scary for the president's people who are trying to get him reelected is they really don't have a pulse on the people right now. They don't have I don't think they have a clue. And this is why today at the Rose Garden, all of a sudden, now the president is talking about taxing the rich, like just specifically drilling it down. Let's go after the millionaires and, you know, let's figure out how we add this equation up together. And then he takes some big swings at the Republicans, which that's not a surprise because this barring's been going on for a while. But take a listen to it.
We can't just cut our way out of this hole. I will veto any bill that changes benefits for those who rely on Medicare but does not raise serious revenues by asking the wealthiest Americans or biggest corporations to pay their fair share. This is not class warfare. It's mad.
Okay. Do you think there is a class warfare program or problem? It's not really a program because there is no program there. That's the problem. Do you think this is a big problem in the United States? And who do you think drove that wedge in between all the classes? Okay, the clock is ticking. Anybody have an answer? All right, if you were thinking the way this administration is handling the economics of everything, bingo, we have a winner. I said this before, and probably three times in the past year, in this whole year, I've done shows that I call the pink slip shows, or get a real job, or get them out of here. A couple of different ways, because of course that's what you do, you slap a new label on it for fun. And every single time, the name that came up, certainly for me, but for many of you, was Tim Geithner, Larry Summers back in the day. He always called for him to be out of the president's ear. And the problem is, when you're the president, I've said this before, you have to be surrounded by people who are doers, people who get it done. And he is not surrounded by the right people. They tell him one thing, or maybe he says something different. I don't know. But it's never the same line. It's always a different line. And for a president who came in saying he was going to be transparent, this group is anything but transparent. And with numbers, they are terrible. They are confused. Confused. So now the president is calling for $1.5 trillion in new taxes as part of the deficit reduction package that totals about $3 trillion, right? So he says flat out, forget it. I'm going to veto any package that cuts benefits to Medicare but doesn't raise taxes on the wealthy and big corporations. I'm not going to do it. And you heard him say there, we can't just cut our way out of this hole. And supposedly that the proposal would pretty much only hit upper income taxpayers, right? But that's not true. It's going to hit military retirees, like I'm sure they can afford it because they're going to have to pay more for generic drugs, for one. They're also going to have to pay a couple $100 jumping on Medicare. But that's not mentioned in all of this, as usual. You just get the one big thing. Tax the rich. The rich need to pay. The millionaires tax. All of that. So now this deficit reduction plan is an economic bookend to the $447 billion in taxes and all the whole public works things, the shovel jobs, etc., that's been proposed as a Band-Aid, a short-term way to stimulate the economy and create jobs. Here's the thing. That's going nowhere. Are you kidding me? And forget about the super committee that's going to supposedly come up with $1.5 trillion in deficit reductions. There is going to be an automatic trigger there. And that's scary because what's the automatic trigger going to hit? If I hear the phrase that everybody has to pay their fair share, since when? That's never been the case. I'll say it again. If you have the money, you have the better attorneys, you have the better accountants. Odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
In the so-called free
All right, reminder alert here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Don't forget, Nail the Score. We have Nail the Score every week on Friday morning in our third hour. Just make a stronger pot of coffee, because you could be a big winner. This week, nobody won. Nobody guessed the correct, the final outcome of the Eagles and Atlanta. Nobody had it. And I was really upset, too. Oh, that was a terrible game for me. But anyway, don't forget that you can participate. And here's the thing. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like circling lottery numbers or Keno numbers when you go to Vegas, right? Whatever it is. You don't even have to pay a dollar. If you win, you get bragging rights, and you get some cool prizes, too. And you just have to, when our computer randomly picks the game of the week, you tell me what you think's going to happen. 27-24, ringing any bells, anyone? 21-17, 17-0, whatever you guess, doesn't matter. Brian is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kate. First of all, I just have to say, at least that Eagles-Falcons game was at least fairly close. The games I was watching for the early game, that was basically not even worth watching. The Bears losing 30-13, and the Chiefs lost, I believe it was 48-3.
The Chiefs game. I was, I can't believe that. I mean, they just got spanked. It smoked. You're right. There were some really close games this past weekend, and then there was those few blowouts that you mentioned, and you happen to be watching those. And, of course, the Monday night game didn't really live up to its billing either. But there were some exciting finishes. The Kansas City Chiefs fans, and you know because you're there in Missouri, they must just be kicking themselves and saying, what's going on? Where did that one come from? Because they just couldn't, they put up 3 points, like you said, 48-3. That is and see, that just shows you with nail the score, it could be any kind of a lopsided score. You just never know what's going to happen. I wouldn't have predicted that. I would have said that it would have been a lot closer.
And I haven't heard the final for the Monday night game since it was the Rams. What'd that end up as?
28-16. It's New York. Great. 28-16. Yeah. Yeah. Sam Bradford, he had some moments of brilliance. Unfortunately, they had so many penalties, it was ridiculous. They had a chance to win that, and the mistakes helped the Giants win. They helped them get back on the board, really, in the second quarter and heading into the locker room. And then, of course, once they came out for the third quarter, that was it. And they could have won that. I think they could have been in there.
Well, I was at work, so I couldn't see the Monday night game with it being St. Louis, so... that's the first I've heard of how that ended up. But the other topic I'd like to touch on is the Postal Service wanting to close all these distribution centers.
Yeah.
Here in the part of Missouri that I'm at, they've got our distribution center on the list again. And from what the local newspaper is reporting around here, this center was just reviewed 2 years ago, for crying out loud, and they determined it wasn't cost savings back then to close it. What makes them think it's going to be more cost effective now, 2 years later?
Yeah. No losing. It won't be. Yeah.
And on top of that, it also reported that apparently the workers' union over here has just recently had a new contract ratified, so new they haven't even gotten the handbooks on what the contract details to the employees yet.
Yeah, the ink's barely dry. Yeah.
And also what the newspaper is reporting is that apparently they've got a no-layoff clause, so you're talking 60 jobs. Where are these 60 jobs going to go to? Because it's also saying that they can't be transferred outside of a 50-mile radius.
Ooh.
Well, the nearest distribution center that they're wanting to transfer this to is over 50 miles.
So they can't do it.
So it's kind of what's even the point on putting this one in review again when they just did it 2 years ago? And the next nearest distribution center is over 50 miles in Columbia.
Yeah, so it's wasted time to even talk about it for them because they'd have to have open up negotiations, but I don't think they would get their way, you know, unless everything went belly up. So you're right, that's stupid.
And on top of that, everybody says that the primary distribution center down in St. Louis is what they call the black hole, because whatever goes in through that one don't seem to ever find its way out. That's why hardly no one around here ever mails on Saturday, because it goes straight down there, and it takes at least 2 days for it to work its way back up here as it is already.
Oh, that's crazy.
So I think them cutting out the Saturday delivery would be the best option out of them all, because if they've already got transport mail down to St. Louis around here on Saturday as it is, what's the point in closing the distribution center altogether when it's not cost effective?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Saturday thing is for sure what they're going to do, and it's the one way that they're going to be able to at least start to save money, and it may save some of those jobs. It may, well, certainly the distribution center you're talking about, I would think it would help there. And in other places, they're singing a similar tune, too, as well, Brian. Thanks for the call. And, of course, there's distribution centers all over the country, and that's what they're talking about, shutting, well, completely. Originally, they were saying going bankrupt, going belly up, whatever, and then saying that they would just really trim the staffs and trim the distribution centers and whatever. But it's looking like the Saturday mail delivery thing is what's going to happen. They're going to cut that out. Ken in Connecticut, hello.
Yeah, Kate, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
All right. I was just wondering, you know, when I was a teenager, you know, Nixon got impeached, and now Mr. Obama's in these little scandals here, and you don't hear anything about impeachment, like Solandra and Fast and Furious, and there's a couple other going on, too.
Yeah, your two examples were the best, because they're the most recent, of course. Solandra, the solar panels that we've talked about, and Fast and Furious is ridiculous. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, nobody answering for that. But here's the problem. I don't see it, Ken. I just don't see... He's untouchable in the impeachment area unless they come up with something definite. And they're not going to come up with something definite on Fast and Furious. And they're not going to come up with something either on the Green thing. Although it seems ridiculous that obviously they were giving money to the campaign and there was this sudden rush push to get this building up, to get all these people hired. And then it goes belly up. I mean, come on, nobody vetted that company out? Give me a break. So, once again, if this president, I don't think there's any chance of impeachment, but there's certainly a chance that more people are getting disillusioned, and there's a chance, Ken, of losing the election.
And then you got poor Boeing down in South Carolina. They could be giving jobs. And they're not... They're not willing to just let that union go and just create the jobs for now and work out the bugs later, I think. I mean, I think that's a good way to go.
Because, yeah.
I mean, we're in so much trouble right now. I mean, do something.
I agree. Log jam. It's a gridlock and something needs to be done, and South Carolina is a good example, too. With the union battle, it makes no sense because desperately that would be a lifeline for so many of those people. So why not do it, figure it out? But they're not doing that. That's not going to happen. And so once again, people are waiting, hoping, praying, all that kind of stuff. And that, you know, it might not come true. And the country thanks for the call. The country is in dire straits when it comes to jobs. I'm going to give you an example. Today I flipped on a TV station in Dallas, Texas. And this is coming back from New York, where I had just seen a big jobs push there. So here's two cities. And they had a job thing going on. They were pumping a job number, and it was the Texas Workforce Commission. They had so many blowout phone lines that and this was a CBS affiliate station. They said it would keep the phone lines open for another hour and a half because so many people were trying to get through. I mean, I tell you, how many people are looking for jobs? Come on now. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two cents.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed. packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we've been talking about taxes and what Obama had to say earlier in the Rose Garden and where we're at as a country and whether or not, Ken in Connecticut is talking about can this president be impeached. And it's always about the trail and connecting the dots, and I say no. I've said this many times, and Dan in Texas laughs, and I will say it again, and I'm going to tell the rest of you in America, I am certain of one thing. There are a lot of things that I'm not certain about. I'm very certain of this. He will not be impeached. I'm so sure of it that I'm willing to put up that I will walk naked to New Jersey if this president is ever impeached. It's not going to happen. Think of past presidents and past things that have happened in their administrations and the outrage and the call for that. And remember, too, how far removed is the president, because there's always the blinders, put the blinders on to the actual dirty work, the Fast and the Furious stuff, which I want to know really if what the attorney general knew and what Janet Napolitano, who said she knew nothing until the death of that Border Patrol agent. She said, I know nothing. That both of them said that. And I cannot believe with the pecking order politically how things roll, that the underlings had all this power to create this huge program, have this gun running op, and nobody in true authority all the way up the chain had any idea. I don't buy it. I find that very hard to believe. And if they didn't, then that's stupid. Because there's a reason why there is a chain of command. There's a reason why someone is the commander in chief, right? And to have a program like that on that level and not know. And the same thing with Solyndra, too, the same thing. Here you are, here they are pushing through, come on, green, stimulate, you know, the economy, this is perfect, we're going to get this through, solar panels, it's all good. And then, of course, not vetting it out. How are you not vetting that out? It's pretty easy to do. Listen, I do this when you're looking at companies, when you're looking at stocks. It's very easy to connect the dots and figure out looking at their financials. And I'm very certain that many of us, many of you in this audience, would have looked at the who, what, where, when, and why and what they were doing to know whether or not it was a company that was solvent. I mean, come on. Give me a break. But the impeachment thing ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. Worry more about 2012. If you still want the same ineffective policies and the ineffectiveness of Washington to continue the way it is, then you let things stay the same way, the status quo. If you don't like it, you don't want it, then speak up. Speak up now. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Elections next year, so too close to election. Impeaching for anything. So.
No, he's not getting impeached. No way.
No, but I see he's going to make one of these millionaires start paying fair share, so, taxes and all that. So.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The problem with the whole millionaire taxes, like capital gains, Rick, let's just say you and I'm a good example of that. I mean, I know you're a millionaire, but I'm not. So I worked for CBS and killed myself to have an aggressive 401k so that I would there would be something because I figured, Social Security's not going to be there, right? So that was smart on my part. Now I have to figure out because I have to control it myself because I don't have that program offered to me. So I do the stocks myself, right? So if anything comes out, and even in a regular account that I have, then I have to pay the capital gains on that.
Yeah.
I'm not a millionaire. I shouldn't have to pay that, and neither should you. And so that's the problem. There's other things rolled into it. It's not, okay, it's just somebody who's making a million. This is what we're saying. It's confusing to people. That's the problem. But people don't want to hear, Rick, that the, you know, they want to hear, make the millionaires pay, make the rich guy pay. They want to hear that. And, of course, Warren Buffett stirs it up by saying that. So, yeah. I mean, listen, listen, here's the thing, Rick. If you or I were the campaign people for Obama, we'd be doing the same thing because he's trying to strike a chord with enough people to make sure that he gets reelected. I mean, that's the job of trying to get reelected. So that's why, okay, now let's get this millionaire's tax. But it's never going to go through.
Well, another thing is going to do away with the subsidies for big oil. So I think everybody would be on board with that. So.
Yeah, I think some of the subsidies could be chopped. I mean, then the CEO can make the argument. But wait a second, if we're profitable, why shouldn't we get the profits of that? And I mean, but they have their pure profit is still very, very high. So the subsidies, I agree. That you know, you could look at that, and you could certainly wipe some of that out anyway.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Take away subsidies for Michelle Bachman, you know, take hers away.
Well, see, here's what I think the problem is. It's one thing, I believe in capitalism. I know you do believe in capitalism. I'm speaking for you, but I can tell. But when it works, and the problem is, the greed is good Gordon Gekko line from Wall Street became a way of life for some really, really terrible SOBs. And then they decided they would take, you know, 25, 30 times what the other people were making in the company, and that's not right.
No, I mean, the guy's making 30, 40 million a year, and the guy on the floor is only making $10 an hour.
Exactly.
That's that don't sit well.
No, and that's a, to me, that's a crappy CEO. Because, frankly, that doesn't make for happy workers. And is that the kind of company you want? And the answer is no. People need pats on the back. People need to have a survivable wage, especially when they're doing an important job that relates to the company. Absolutely. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call. We got to fly to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, let me put a couple of topics that you you talked about. First of all, you know I don't own a computer, so I definitely use the post office. As a matter of fact, I mailed a handwritten letter today to a company for some information. I know a lot of you folks don't do that. You'll call us dinosaurs, but I certainly don't want to see the post office go away the horse and buggy. And also, I have someone who I know who works with Federal Express. He says they don't have the physical plant. They don't have the trucks and the people to take over if the post office was suddenly privatized, nor does UPS. And I don't know if they could handle that volume of mail. It's just not, they're not capable of doing it. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing these different information.
No, I agree. I agree.
Because in this Stanford, New York area where I am, I've seen a lot of tractor trailers. They've privatized a lot of mail delivery. You see a lot of private companies that are hauling for the Postal Service. So I'm sure they'll do something with Saturday delivery or cut back. And they're also, the Postal Service is, they're told by Congress to fund a lot of things that they just don't have the money for. I don't care if they raise the price of a stamp to 50 cents, raise it 6 cents. I'll still buy it. I definitely want to see the Postal Service stay in business. And also, something about the transportation bill that Obama wants everybody passed. The same guy that works for Federal Express told me that in that transportation bill, you know, for the roads and bridges and everything, there's a clause or amendment to remove the FedEx workers. If I'm wrong, maybe someone can just correct me. Either remove them from the Railway Labor Act so they can strike. And Fred Smith, the owner of FedEx, said, if this goes on, my company's finished. So that's a little thing you might want to realize with this. There's amendments in the transportation bill. So when Obama comes out and says, pass it now, you're holding up jobs, it's not a clean bill. There's always something tagged on that's going to screw the American people. So I just wanted to make those two comments. And also, I can't disagree with you too much because I love you so much for giving me so many times on the air all these years. Impeachment is probably too much to ask for, especially in the economic times. Now, you remember that Bloomberg mentioned that there'll be riots in the street if the economic bill doesn't pass.
Right.
And that's funny because Bloomberg will always be safe with his 12 armed bodyguards. But it's kind of scary that he would come out and mention that because I think he knows what's coming down the pike, what stuff is going on. So I can go more into that. I just wanted to say that, you know, he's got a lot of nerve saying that. And trying to get the bill passed. But the same reason that there won't be impeachment is the same reason that banks and mortgage companies were forced to give loans to a lot of people that were undeserving because their credit histories were bad, because of redlining or so-called redlining. They're afraid. They're not going to broach impeachment because they're afraid of riots in 100 cities. Mm-hmm. And I think that even if the guy loses in a landslide, he's still going to be right. So, I mean, I'm not predicting anything, Kate. I'll try to be as safe as I can be. But when you look out on some of these issues, you really have to delve deep and you have to just say, you know what? He's not a conspiracy theorist. He's not nuts. If guys like Bloomberg are going to say that and other people on talk shows, on money of shows I listen to,
right,
they say the same thing. Make sure you have food, and they say guns and ammo.
Yeah.
In the last 20 years, Kate, when the hell have you heard them actually say this kind of stuff?
Never.
It's frightening because nobody knows what's coming around, you know, the corner.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to shock you here. I have a friend in the FBI, and he told me the similar thing, to be careful after the elections, leading up to the elections,
right,
as to what happens there, to make sure, and he's never, ever said that to me, ever. To make sure that I'm covered.
And what's scary is, not scary, what's you have to think, America, if God forbid something happens to anybody, it may be someone on the other side doing agent provocateur. They always do that stuff to bring in even more restrictions on our rights. So be careful, everybody.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Mark. Coming up on the flip side, news you can abuse, plus we're giving away a copy of my book that you can get on Amazon for the rest of you, Level the Playing Field. That's next here on ATN.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
I think politically, Rick in Illinois and Mark in New York couldn't be further apart. But I have a feeling if I had a party and I introduced the two, they would somehow be able to have a civil conversation, unlike what's happening in Washington, which is causing the big split. Coming up later this week, we'll talk more on some of the things that we've seen in Washington or things that I've observed, and just how wide that chasm is and how ridiculous it truly has become. Some of the worst down and dirtiest politics that we have ever witnessed, or at least I have ever witnessed in my lifetime. Also coming up later this week, don't forget, Nail the Score. That happens on Friday night, third hour. It's fun. It's a break from everything that ails us, right? So you just have to give us a numerical guess. You don't have to know anything about football. Game is randomly picked. You throw in your 2 cents on what you think the final score is going to be. It could be anything. 17-5. 48-3. You never, ever know. I promise, before we get into the wacky news, I wanted to do something to give away this book that I wrote. It drops. Now it's been just a month ago, and it's called, like I said, Level the Playing Field, or my favorite title, the subtitle, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, or some really fun sports facts. See, we all have a lighter side. And it's basically, the book is boosting your sports IQ, but in a fun way. If you say, oh, I hate sports, I don't like sports, it's not that kind of a sports book. It's not some ESPN almanac filled with 10,000 pieces of trivial facts. It's not about that kind of stuff. It's about other things. Like, if you ever wonder what the dogs get after they run over 1,000 miles through some of the worst terrain in Alaska and the Iditarod. So if you're a fan of football, baseball, golf, horse racing, or sports across the board, you don't have to be left out of the conversation. That's the idea behind Level the Playing Field. So here's the scoop. I'm going to describe some of you, if you go to my website, if you're like Mark, he says he's a dinosaur, he doesn't have the internet, but some of you have the internet. If you went to my website right now, if you went to my website, you would see that I am putting on a hat. Okay, bear with me here for a second. Do, 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 do. I never could do that Jeopardy theme very well. And on that hat, I'm going to describe it for anyone else who's in the car, because I want to give everyone a fair shot at this, because I'm only giving away one book. The publisher says one book, it's less than $10. People can afford to support you and buy it, but I feel like I want to give away one. So anyway, on my hat, it is white, and it has two blue squares, small blue squares, right? And they're kind of, they're not connected. There's a space between the two of them. It was a hat that was given to me over the weekend in New York City. What does it symbolize? The first person to call in at 800-259-5791 or to send it to me on Pal Talk, because if you go to the website, like I said, I've got the hat on. You don't even have to sign up for Pal Talk. You'll just see me there on the screen on ATN. If you jingle the number, you're the first one in. You get the copy of the book. I wore my baggy green shirt just to match the cover of the book too, by the way. So while you're busy doing that behind the scenes, or the first person in who sends it to me at americatonight.net, and again, this is for the book, here's the deal, white hat, two small squares given to me in New York City, that's a hint. See, walking around that city, you see all kinds of lids and all kinds of symbols. There's the obvious ones, the Mets, the Yankees, and the sports teams. But what does my hat, what is it about? What do the two squares mean? We'll see if anyone comes up with it. Okay, in the meantime, because I want to do that upside down crazy news you can abuse, because we need some levity. We need to add something light to this equation as we head for the exits here on ATN. I thought this was kind of lighter fare. Here's how I found out about the big apology from the Netflix CEO. What happened was that there, of course, has been just so much of a backlash over the huge increase that Netflix decided they were going to heave on all of the faithful subscribers, that so many people canceled their service. So Netflix had 24.6 million U.S. subscribers at the end of June. They are the largest video subscription service, right? And over the past decade, of course, that's happened with the DVDs that you get in the mail and the quick turnaround. And then they added streaming, so you could get some streaming too, and you had paid for the one price, like let's say it was $10 or $9.99 or whatever. They decided to shift gears and really, really raise the price on the service, and they jacked it up to $15. So, in other words, it goes all the way up, you know, $5 or even $6 for some people, and then it depended on what you got. So, Netflix stock has been hit so hard that the CEO decided he was going to apologize. I think that's what that was about, because the market value has gone down 53% from its high, wiping out $8 billion in stockholder wealth. Ooh, they don't like that. And the stock shed more than $11, closing at 143.75 on Monday. Do you know, again, it was at 300 in early July? All right, so here's what the CEO wrote. You tell me if he's sincere. This is just damage control, I think. So Reed Hastings, I got this in my mailbox. That's what made me decide I was going to do this. He says, Dear Catherine. So he doesn't even call me Kate. Nobody but my grandfather, God rest his soul, called me Catherine. Dear Catherine, I messed up. I owe you an explanation. It is clear from the feedback over the past 2 months that many members feel we lacked respect and humility in the way we announced the separation of DVD and streaming and the price changes. That was certainly not our intent, and I offer my sincere apology. Let me explain what we're doing. Oh, yes. For the past 5 years, my greatest fear at Netflix has been that we wouldn't make the leap from success in DVDs to success in streaming. Most companies that are great at something like AOL Dial-Up or Borders Bookstores do not become great at new things people want. Streaming for us, so we move quickly into streaming. But I should have given you a full explanation. And then it goes on to say a bunch of other crap and nonsense. And that's what it is. And then he finally says, I love that baby, by the way. It finally says that they're going to separate the company. So guess what? You can have two companies. You can subscribe to Netflix and get streaming, and you could subscribe also to Quixtar. Do you love that name? Quixtar is going to give you the DVD service, and people are just pummeling Quixtar because, of course, it's a different name, and it sounds weird and whatever, and it's not Netflix. And then they talked about they're going to add video games and Blu-ray, and you can rent Wii and Xbox games and all this other stuff, and that they're not pricing, there are no pricing changes, and he said in his note, we're done with that, and said if you subscribe to both services, you have two entries on your credit card statement, one for Quixtar and one for Netflix. So he's doing nothing new. They're doing nothing new. They changed the logo, and they have a different company, and then just says that he apologizes to current and former members who felt that they were violated, that they were treated thoughtlessly, is how he put it.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Rich people. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Let's tax them. Let's go after them, Quixtar and Netflix. And I love this, too. At the tail end, I got to tell you this. At the tail end, he says, both Quixtar and Netflix teams will work hard to regain your trust. We know it will not be overnight. Actions speak louder than words, but words help people to understand actions. Give me a break.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
Exactly. He's not getting my endorsement for either one of those two companies. By the way, we do have a winner, and the winner is Annie, listening to us in Louisiana. The two squares on my hat, it represents the memorial at the World Trade Centers where they were. Ooh, thanks to the people who gave me that hat, and remember those people.